How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
I am sorry. Are you okay?
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
Canelo, are you ready?
¿Está preparado?
I was born ready.
Considered by many to be, pound for pound, the best fighter in the world today. Four division, five-time world champion.
Look at this guy.
He is now boxing's first ever undisputed super middleweight champion of the world.
Damas y caballeros de Guadalajara, Jalisco, Mexico.
¡Viva México, cabrones!
You know my level. And you will see. Because I'm gonna fuck out everybody.
You know, I mean, I would love to fight Canelo. I would love to show the world that I'm the best.
I want to get Canelo out here to Houston.
Oh, Canelo, where your cojones at? Let's get it.
Payday, payday, you want payday. I know that. Man, you fight with nobody.
TheBoxingBoys.com.
Listos, pay los chingazos.
He smacked the shit out of Canelo in
get
person.
Get the fuck out of here, man. Please. I'm going to knock out this guy.
Mira, en este momento puedo hacer lo que yo quiera, ¿no?
Saúl Canelo Álvarez.
SDS Promotions.
That's funny. You think that's funny?
A little bit.
Canelo, are you ready?
¿Está preparado?
I was born ready.
Considered by many to be, pound for pound, the best fighter in the world today. Four division, five-time world champion.
Oh, look at this guy.
He is now boxing's first ever undisputed super middleweight champion of the world.
Damas y caballeros de Guadalajara, Jalisco, Mexico.
¡Viva México, cabrones!
You know my level, and you will see. I'm gonna fuck out everybody.
You know, I mean, I would love to fight Canelo. I would love to show the world that I'm the best.
I wanna get Canelo out here to Houston.
Oh, Canelo, where your cojones at? Let's get it.
Payday, payday. You want payday. I know that. Man, you fight with nobody.
TheBoxingBoys.com.
Listos, pay los chingazos.
He smacked the shit out of Canelo in
get
person.
Get the fuck out of here, man. Please. I'm gonna knock out this guy.
The coronation is complete! All hail King Canelo!
Mira, en este momento puedo hacer lo que yo quiera, ¿no?
Saúl Canelo Álvarez!
SDS Promotions.
That's funny? You think that's funny?
A little bit.
Canelo, are you ready?
I was born ready.
Considered by many to be, pound for pound, the best fighter in the world today. Four division, five-time world champion.
Oh, look at this guy.
He is now boxing's first ever undisputed super middleweight champion of the world.
Damas y caballeros de Guadalajara, Jalisco, México.
¡Viva México, cabrones!
You know my level, and you will see, because I'm gonna fuck out everybody.
You know, I mean, I would love to fight Canelo. I would love to show the world that I'm the best.
I wanna get Canelo out here to Houston.
Oh, Canelo, where your cojones at? Let's get it.
Payday, payday, you want payday? I know that. Man, you fight with nobody.
TheBoxingBoys.com.
Listos, pay los chingazos.
He smacked the shit out of Canelo in
Get
person.
The fuck out of here, man. Please. I'm gonna knock out this guy.
The coronation is complete. All hail King Canelo.
What up, what up, what up? What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. I am your host, Nesta Gibbs. Solo Dolo, Scarface. No Manolo for the time being. We'll see what happens, who jumps on, who's going to be willing to talk some boxing with us today. We're here to discuss Terrence, Bud Crawford, Turki Alashik, and the potential fight between Crawford and Canelo. Looks like Turki is putting out a public plea to Canelo. All this time we thought mum's the word because they were negotiating. But no one contacted anyone ever since the Berlanga fight, which is crazy to me. Like, to hear Alashik say what you're going to hear him say is crazy. It really is, because it's like we're just sitting on our hands. You know what I mean? Like, I don't really understand. That's the biggest fight in boxing. How is it that, you know, we haven't gotten that just yet? You know, just so lost here, just so lost with this. But, yeah, man, this is what we're going to be talking about. This is what we're going to be talking about. So if you're interested, make sure to call in. Make sure to request to speak. This is what we'll be talking about. I'm going to go ahead and find some audio for you for Turki Alashik himself so that, you know, you get an understanding of what it is we're talking about and what it is he is saying. And we'll realize just how far we are away from this Crawford and Canelo. Now, it is a thing because he wants it to be a thing, right? And he's still hoping that he can get this fight, and you'll hear that. But it's just almost shameful that we are in no better position than we were when Canelo and Berlanga fought. I just thought that after that fight, we would have, you know, found ourselves in a better place when it comes to making this fight. But this is a day and Turki Alashik. So, yeah, let's get into it.
It's been the biggest talk of the back end of 2024. Like, everyone's been talking about it. I don't know who Canelo will fight in May. Crawford wants to fight Canelo. I don't know if Canelo wants to fight Crawford. Has there been any conversations with Canelo or Canelo's team about this Crawford fight?
I don't know anyone now from the Canelo teams, and I don't have any connection. But if he's hearing me...
And let's just stop it there. This is what I'm saying. Like, isn't that crazy? You telling me, you know, you did all this stuff in the media saying all these things to Canelo. Then you guys both decide after Berlanga you can talk, and you don't have a way of getting his number. You can't contact Eddie to get Canelo's number. We all know Eddie Hearn deals with Turki Alashik. We all know that Eddie Hearn has Canelo's number. I mean, this is just shameful, really. I mean, here we were assuming that because there was no negative comments, we were getting this fight. All in all, they never even started negotiating, bro. It's a huge disappointment here. Honestly, I didn't expect to be reporting on something like this. I mean, I'm sitting here being optimistic, telling you guys, well, We haven't heard Turkey talk slick. We haven't heard Canelo say anything. We might be getting this fight. They might be already negotiating. They ain't negotiating a damn thing. They sitting around, you know, wasting time. How can you, you know, get so close into the new year knowing Canelo is a business, man? He's going to try and get his plans going for Cinco de Mayo. So we got to start talking to him now. And I mean right now. I can't believe it, man. But let me get back to this tape.
We are ready to discuss, but I want to discuss me and him directly without anyone in the middle.
Now, I think that's in itself is going to be difficult. You got Turkey Alashik that, you know, he doesn't speak the best English. And then you got Canelo Alvarez who also doesn't speak the best English. But you guys want to talk to each other without a mitigator, without anyone in the middle. And I get Alashik, you know, wants no one in the middle so that, you know, they can iron out a deal and things don't get lost in translation maybe. But truth be told, they certainly need someone in the middle. I mean, there's just going to be things that Canelo doesn't understand. Now, obviously, you know, Alashik could keep it simple and write numbers on a piece of paper. Do you want this number? And Canelo just got to unfold it like we've seen in the movies, you know what I mean? If he's happy with the number, we got the fight. I don't know. But I still feel like we need someone there to discuss things with the both of them. And again, it's just shameful. Like, how is it that we're, you know, in the final month of the year and they have not spoken? So maybe he's being respectful of Canelo's time and he understood that Canelo just got out the fight with Berlanga, so he gave him time to vacation and relax. But, I mean, you know, that shit happened in September, if I'm not mistaken. I just feel like we gotta do something. We should be having some sort of news to report on versus reporting that you don't have a way to communicate with him. That's just disappointing, man. Disappointing to say the least, especially if, you know, you're like me and you're excited for the possibility of this fight. But this is what we're talking about, man. If you guys are interested, you know what to do. Look, the bright side is he does want the fight. He is using that interview to reach out to Canelo. So hopefully a Chava from ESPN, someone sends it to Canelo. Eddie, at the very least, can hopefully he can get on the phone and, you know, get with Canelo and let him know, look, Turkey Alashik is looking to speak with you, you know. So it would be, I'm not understanding how is it that Canelo hasn't been able to communicate with Turkey, knowing that Canelo and Eddie and all these guys, they get along. They're like, I don't get it. Is a phone call a text away? But listen, again, this is what we're talking about. You're interested in calling in. You know what to do. Shout out to Errol Hawani and the Day. They did a really good job interviewing Turkey Alashik and getting us a lot of shoulder content, right? That interview produced a lot of content for us to consume and talk about here on TBV, man. So if you guys are interested in discussing today's topic, Discord's available. I got Brandon the Boxer on the line. What up?
Yo, hello.
Hello.
What up, Ness?
What up?
So my thoughts on this topic, Turkey Alashik, to make this Terrence Crawford versus Canelo fight, is he got to make it. He's got to spend probably a bunch of money to make this fight happen. If he spends the right money on Canelo, he can make that fight happen. Terrence Crawford, he's already got him under his belt for a fight. The issue is Canelo. Canelo is the main issue. Canelo will not accept anything besides the most highest value possible. And that's the problem, is he's bidding too high, maybe a little bit too high, but maybe it is equal to what he's asking for. And he's requesting a very substantial amount equivalent to his value, because, I mean, let's be real. Canelo is a main attraction. Like, he does so much for the sport of boxing, and boxing wouldn't be the same without Canelo. Like, he's the main attraction. He's always the A side. He's always the guy everybody talks about when he fights, and he's been fighting for a long time. People, he's undoubtedly a legend in the sport. And Terrence Crawford is just now coming out of the spotlight of becoming a legend in the sport. So Terrence Crawford is recently now people starting to realize he is this coming out of the spotlight of being a legend in the sport. Canelo's been, they've been known that he's a legend in the sport. So it's like the new guy is like edging on the old guy trying to take his spot. And if Terrence Crawford wins, he just solidifies it. It just solidifies everything about Terrence Crawford that we've been saying for the past, couple months, I would say even longer than that. But still, it's we got to make this happen. Canelo, Terrence Crawford, well, whatever they want to pay for this fight to happen, it'll be the biggest fight ever. And in my opinion, the outcome of this fight depends on how each training camp. If Bomac trains Terrence Crawford correctly, you never know, he could get the upper hand on Canelo. But if Bomac trains Terrence Crawford a bad way, and he doesn't give him proper tips to be able to defeat Canelo, because Canelo is a huge challenge, then it's going to go the other way. Canelo is going to dominate. So we don't really know what will happen, but it's all up in the air at this point.
Champ, when has Bomac not trained Crawford the right way? Just ask him for a friend.
He's never really not trained him like that well, but in the Madrimov fight, definitely the dude could have been trained a little bit better. He could have maybe knocked him out easily, but he didn't. So
and Bomac's, to be clear, not, you think that was a Bomac issue, not a Crawford issue. Or not a Madrimov. I mean, not even a Madrimov issue. Maybe he was just too good to get knocked out.
I would say it's partly because of the higher weight class.
Okay.
That he was stepping up, and partly because Bomac didn't train him for what Madrimov was coming up, stepping up to him with. Mm. So it's both of those things. Terrence Crawford, we know he's skillful. We know what he can do. We've been seeing what he could do. We just got to realize his potential and have him fight as hard as possible, because being in the ring with Canelo for 12 rounds is going to be a challenge. So, but that's it, man. I don't got a lot much to say. Hopefully you enjoy what I said, but have a great day.
Joe Pilot.
You may feel like it's your time.
Yo.
But it's not your time.
It's me again. You already know. Turkey knows what it is. Ness, every network that's had any type of real mark in boxing, there's one thing they all got in common, except ESPN, is Canelo Alvarez. The Zone. When The Zone came onto the scene, who did they give the biggest contract in sports to? All major sports. It was Canelo. 12 fights, $365 million, man. The only contract that got close to that overran it was Mike Trout a little bit after that, and then Otani. So we talking about, talking about some heavy hitters. Turkey knows what it is. Turkey, he needs Canelo to play ball, but it's looking like Canelo likes how PBC's doing business, So maybe he's, I don't know. But at the same time, Canelo does what he wants. If Turkey gives him enough money, he'll fight anybody. I personally want the fight because I want that water walker to get water whipped like a Pyrex on high heat. And I want him to have a watery grave so he knows that, he's good. He's very good, but he ain't great. You ain't great enough to jump two divisions and fight the pound-for-pound king of the last 10 years, Canelo Alvarez. And Canelo's been busy. You know what I seen today? I was watching Telemundo. Canelo and one of his brothers got some taco chain, and they just came into L.A. I forgot what it's called. It's some tacos al pastor he got. He got, like, some chain they had in Mexico, and he just brought it over. Canelo's busy, man. He's busy. Turkey, get in line. Hit him up, and we'll get back to you when we good and ready. You feel me? Right now, we're a little busy doing these power moves out here. You feel me? We learn from the best. You know who the best is? TBE, Floyd Money Mayweather. We doing power moves in and outside the ring. But, yeah, that's a great scrap right there. And Madrimov, to the last caller, Madrimov didn't fight how he usually fought. Because if you've seen even the last fight, how he fought Karabanov, he fought a complete 180 from that. He wasn't doing no combinations. He was shimmying. He was fainting. Bro, this man threw more feints than he threw jabs. So it was hard for anybody. Like, Bud wasn't ready for that. Bud wasn't prepared for that, especially coming up. He probably thought Madrimov was more of a dog than he was. And two, Bud was a little bit, wasn't as aggressive as he was versus a Porter or a Spence, because Madrimov is a bigger guy that hits a lot harder. Madrimov landed a couple straight rights, and, you know, he earned Bud's respect, and Bud wasn't just trying to walk through him. So that's what happened with that last fight. It was nothing to do with Bomac, because Bomac can only do so much. He's the trainer. He's not in the ring there fighting Madrimov. At the same time, yeah, Bud versus Canelo, that's a good scrap, bro. And you know what they got to do for that card? Black versus Mexican on the undercard in Las Vegas. Mexicans versus blacks. That's what we need. That's the green print from top to bottom. A 5-6 fight card. Throw, man, they should have put Pacheco and Nelson on the undercard. They should have did Berlanga and Bubu on the undercard. They should have did who else, man? Shakur and Cepeda on that undercard. That would have been a real card, would have brought the people out, and it would have packed out Allegiant Stadium. You feel me? Because that's what people like. They like the race wars. They like black versus Mexican, especially in boxing. And, you know, right now, you know, Crawford and Canelo, I'm trying to see that, man. I'm trying to see, is Bud really this great that people say? If he's great, we've seen Durant move up to 75 and beat people. Durant started at, what, 135? So let's see how great he is. You feel me? I'm trying to see that. Canelo started at 154. He's out here, been all the way up to 175, knocked out a great in Kovalev. I'm trying to see that. I'm trying to see what he's really about.
Homie, we'll see what Pete tells y'all. Do the research on the people. So he started at 140.
No, I know, but I know, but I don't kind of claim the 140 because he was only 15, you know? He was 15, so I kind of like, you know, I know he started at 140.
Bro, his third fight, he was 15 years old. His third fight, he fought an undefeated Miguel Vasquez, who went on to be a fucking champ.
I know
champ.
Puppet.
Yeah.
I know Puppet. I know, but you know, give him credit.
At 13, he'd be the world
champ. I give him credit, but I'm giving a leeway to the Canelo haters. I give Canelo's credit. That's one of my favorite fighters, bro. I'm just giving these guys leeways because they're going to say he's 15. Like he was 15, tough. But they don't know Puppet Vasquez.
But 19-year-old Abdullah Mason ain't been in with no dude that's a former champ.
Man, my boy Vasquez.
Let alone a dude that's going to go on to be a champ, because that's what Vasquez did. He went on to be a champ after Canelo beat him.
Yeah, but you know Puppet, they're not giving credit. They're not going to give credit to Puppet Vasquez. That's why I don't even mention it, bro, because they're not going to research that because you know, it doesn't, you know, fall into their points. But you already know I'm out. My boy Vasquez, you know, he torqued that dude Abdullah Mason's chin, bro. Put him in there with another Dominican. It's about to be. He's lucky Vasquez turned it, tore his knee up. I'm out.
All right. Tyron, what up?
Yo, what's good, Ness?
What up?
Shouts out TVV. Hope everyone blessed tuning in. I thought the negotiations were going on too, especially where everybody was, you know, posting and the Turk was saying that Bud was going to be out until May. But I do think the fight can still happen and will happen. Canelo was more so open to it, especially after the Maduro fight. He basically said, you know, Bud, you know, he's not running around, he's staying there in the fight. So it seemed like he's interested in that fight, but I don't think he's going to accept the offer anything less than 125 mil for that fight. It has to be 125 and up, especially the way that Usyk is getting paid. So I think Canelo looking at that, and when it's time to negotiate, I think he's going to come off the table like, look, for this fight, I want about 125, 150. And he also stated that as well in the past. So I do believe the fight happens. But we know Canelo is very prideful. He don't like how Turk talks and how kind of he moves. So that I think that might be something to iron out. So you definitely should have Eddie in the room with them because I think things can go left very, very quickly. Canelo, he's a businessman. He's a brand now, so he really don't need Turk. Him and PBC, it seemed like it just they got their own thing going. Canelo getting paid, how he getting paid. So it seemed like he's content with that. But for a challenge like, or not even a challenge, or a fight with Bud. It was a big, big fight. I think he's definitely going to want that. He stated too, you know, because if I beat him, I'm not going to get the credit. So at least let me get compensated for taking this fight. And I don't blame him. You know what I mean? I think he deserves that, especially for this type of fight. It's a huge fight. But on Bud part, I'm kind of worried, Ness. You know what I mean? Not fighting since the last fight, and basically he seemed like waiting around for this Canelo fight and then just jumping all the way up to 168. That is a huge, huge, huge task. Because we're not talking about any 168 pounder. We're talking about Canelo Alvarez. That's a huge, you know, on your huge food on your plate already. It's Canelo. So you going up to 168 on top of that, that's a lot. So I kind of wish that Bud kind of get like a stay busy fight at like 168. If Charlo, Big Charlo was still around, I wouldn't mind that fight at 168, Bud and Charlo, Big Charlo. If Charlo had his, you know, mind the right place. But for me, I think Bud needs to go up to 168 or 165 and just get his feet wet a little bit, because I think that's a huge challenge, just going up there from 154, jumping up to 168, and you're not going to know how your body really, really feels. You know what I mean? You saw Canelo when he went up to 175 first and fought Kovalev. He kind of said, like, I'm not really, really wasn't too comfortable. And that was just Kovalev. We saw what happened the second time with Bivol. So it's a huge, huge jump for Bud. I just hope, you know, if he can't get the Canelo fight right now, at least go up to that weight. Try to get a stay busy fight to adjust your like body to your that time. Weight. But that's all, Mark. That's all I got. Time. Appreciate you, champ. Shout out to TBV.
Appreciate you, Tyron. If you're looking to call in, now is the time. We are talking Turkey Alashik and the latest interview done by Ade and Errol Hawani, where he made it clear that he doesn't have any contact with Canelo, but he's hoping that this interview gets in the hands of Canelo and they can probably do business. It's unfortunate for us, as you know, we already thought they were getting it, you know, under control, meaning they said they would do this after the Belanga fight. So, you know, shocking that we haven't made any sort of contact. But if you want to call in, Discord, X Spaces is available. Looks like we got, is that Big Gucci? It is. What up?
What up? What up, man? How the audio sound?
Straight.
Yeah, man. That last caller. Who was that last caller, bro?
The last caller was Tyron.
First of all, shout out to Gervonta Tank Davis. Shout out to TBV. Everybody smash that like, hit that subscribe. Yeah, man, the last caller must not know how boxing works, man. When you got a big cash cow like that, you gotta, like, get the opportunity while you can, man. Especially while you almost 38 years old, bro. He gonna get his feet wet at 165, bro. That's gonna put him off till the end of the year, and then you got to go according to Canelo's schedule, bro. And you might not even get an opportunity ever again. So he's going to take this fight at 168. And I think it'll be a great fight, man. Crawford, see, dealing with a bigger guy ain't going to be that bad. Canelo winning, by the way. But dealing with a bigger guy ain't that bad. It's like dealing with a power puncher. If you can avoid his attacks and get yours in, and that's where Crawford's counter-punching ability comes in. That's what gives him a shot right there, man. If he could avoid Canelo's big power punches, he might be able to get a UD or something, man. Crawford's a sneaky... He got sneaky power, man. He got sneaky power. He's going to be fighting that dude at his walk-around weight. But he's strong. He's always in shape. And he's a strong dude. So that's going to be a crazy fight, man. Hopefully this happens, but I feel like... Yo, shout out to the dude in the chat. What's his name? Lil Zudit. Because he said something that really made sense, man. Canelo with Al, bro. Canelo with Al.
Not technically. He did say he wants to deal with Al again, but technically he's not with Al because it was a two-fight deal that is up at the moment.
Oh, okay. Got you. So he a free agent right now.
Technically.
Man, that fight would be crazy, man. I would love that fight, bro. That's a fight we want right now. Crawford's coming off some great victories. And Canelo just that dude, man. If Crawford pulls this off, bro, yo, we talking top three all-time greats. Here, you can't even argue that, bro. And I'm not even a Bud Crawford fan, bro. I had Earl winning. And if they fight again at 154, I'm going to root for Earl. But that'd be some legendary shit, not going to lie, man. That'd be some Water Walker shit. You know what I mean? You got the fake Water Walkers like J-Mac, the Ground Walkers. But if Crawford pulled that off, he a real Water Walker. But yeah, man, shout out to you, Ness. Consistency, man. I love the evening show, man. I'll catch you.
All right, champ. DC3, what up?
Buster.
Yo.
You think is gonna happen this or not?
What?
The fight.
I mean, shit. I don't know.
We gotta be more optimistic, man. It's gonna happen because the money there. Money ain't no excuse no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just all about me. I know it's gonna happen, bro. Like, shit too weird. Like, Bud ain't on shit. Canelo ain't on shit. We ain't heard nothing from Canelo. Canelo playing this. He playing Turkey. Man, it's gonna happen, man. I wanna see the fight, man. I think it's gonna be a good fight too. I ain't gonna pick no winner because I'm not counting Bud. Who you think gonna win this?
Shit. I don't know. We gotta see if it's gonna happen first.
It's going. See, man, look, you are. Why you doing it? You always the one saying let's stay out. Why you doing it now?
We don't know, right? We gotta see what's gonna happen.
You know it's gonna happen.
Nah.
Not until we get
some sort of you know, like. Until Ali Sheik says he made contact, we can't be assuming that shit.
Man, and we can assume it. It's happening. Because, like, this nigga Canelo, he about the money. Like, I don't see why money ain't no issue. It's not an issue. Like everybody get it.
It ain't an issue to you because it ain't your money, but you don't know what Ali Sheik going to say.
Man, Canelo, he got the bread, though. He gonna, why wouldn't he give him what he want, man?
You don't know if he going to want to spend it.
I mean, he's spending on Usyk and Fury, and they ain't bringing in more money than Canelo.
Again, you don't know if he gonna want to spend it. That ain't man, your money. That's his money.
He keep speaking about him though, Ness. So he's willing to. He's bringing it up.
He obviously wants to make the fight, but that don't mean that he's gonna agree to Canelo's price. We don't know what that price is, bro.
Ness, his whole tune didn't change, though, Ness. That's the thing. His whole tune didn't change. He ain't talking that rah-rah-rah-rah shit no more like you gotta come fuck with him. Like, he didn't calm down on this. He didn't calm down. I know for a fact it's gonna happen because everybody calling in saying it ain't gonna, man, it's gonna happen, bro. It gotta happen. Canelo not passing up that chick. He not passing up that chick. I don't believe it. But shit, I'm a
Alright. We got Tanke. What up? If you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit that thumbs up. It's going to help with the visibility. Tank, you there? Tanke, nope. All right, Gator, hit that thumbs up while we wait for him to reconnect. Looks like he dropped off. And if you're trying to call in, now is the time. Tank, what up?
Yo, can you hear me?
I do.
Yo, what's up, bro? Hey, don't forget to tune in tomorrow. That's a Blue Line, Gervonta Tank Davis' new fucking jam.
Yo, I seen that, bro. That's crazy. Face of boxing, bro. That's crazy.
That's
bro.
Weird, bro.
Yo, that's crazy. How the fuck Peso Blue Mind do that for Canelo? That's crazy. You know that's crazy.
Hey. And then he put, we need that walkout. And I'm like, damn, you didn't even walk Canelo out.
Wait, Peso Blue Mind put that?
Yeah, it's on one of the things.
Oh, I thought
that's just dope though. That's just dope. Shout out Tank, bro. I don't remember another black Afro-American fighter fucking get a corrido done by.
Nah, that's crazy, bro. When I seen that today and the album cover and everything, bro.
This is dope too, is him doing that flip.
But that's crazy just, though. So he's bigger than Canelo to Peso Pluma? Did Peso Pluma even walk out Canelo?
No, he was at his last few fights, right? But he never walked him out.
Crazy.
Not that I remember. But yeah, bro, damn. So Bud and Canelo ain't for sure.
I mean, no, it just looks like Turkey Alashik trying to use the internet to get a hold of Canelo's peoples, which is crazy.
See, hey, shout out to that fucking walking economy, dude, because that dude is literally a walking economy. I watched an interview last time where he said that he has roughly 1,200 employees in all his companies. Shit. That's a fuckload.
Bro, he got cell phone stores, he got... You know, gas stations. My man got it all. Now he's doing taco stations. He wilding.
Well, I didn't even know he had a fucking a power company.
Oh wow!
That shit is crazy. I'm like, damn, this dude really doing it all. Hey, but let's talk about fucking Terrence Crawford and the other killers at 54, bro. Shit, I heard you mention Bakram, the only dude that demolished Tim Zoo. I don't know why people don't want to see that shit.
I don't know why he's not being brought up to in the Alashik plans. That's what's got me weirded out. Like, he deserves some, you know.
That's what you people like calling it? High risk, low reward?
Yeah, that's what they say. But we can't get fooled by one performance, my bro.
Well, that's right. But I mean, this is the time to capitalize, right? This dude just demolished Tim Zoo. Just go in there and fuck him up. Let's see it. Why do you want someone else to take the mystique away of him looking average when Bud could do it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, bro,
they're trying to save Bud for a bigger name. Like you already heard, it was Virgil, and he's got Canelo on his mind.
Damn, but that's it, bro. That's all I got.
All right, champ. Last call for alcohol. If you're trying to call in, now is the time. OG Twin. What it do?
Yo.
Yo.
Yo, what's the topic, Ness?
Turkey Alashik did an interview, and he's basically using his interview to send a message to, you know, people in Canelo's team so that they could get together and make this fight happen with Crawford.
He better get that Brooks truck ready. Canelo, I need that 500. I need 500 million.
That's too much.
Turk gonna be like, well, buddy, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, 500, way too much.
What you think? You think they gonna fight, man?
I'm hoping they get the fight. Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be big for the sport. I don't think it's going to happen, man. I don't even think it's going to happen. I think Crawford probably going to fight the winner, Virgil Ortiz and Mrazhimov. And then Canelo, he probably going to fight the winner of Bivol and Better BF. I think that's what's probably going to happen.
He wish he fight the winner better, Bivol and Better BF. If he wanted that, he'd have got it now. Remember that, what's his name? Better BF was trying to do that. He was willing to do that now. He was even willing to fight Jake Paul. He ain't want to fight no fucking Bivol.
No, but the rematch, everybody feel like Bivol won that. So, you know, just run it back and then, you know, just build on the fight. See, you know, that's how you got to let
Oh, you thought Bivol won that?
I feel like Bivol won that.
Yeah, I did too, but we in the minority.
Yeah, Bivol won that, bro. Outbox, better be at was, come on, bro. Even Turkey say he feel like Bivol won that. Like, if you know boxing, you know Bivol won that. That's why I'm happy they're running it back. And, you know, I think Bivol probably going to, you know, outbox him clearly, you know. But hopefully, you know, he stays on the outside, keep that jab. You know what I mean? That 1-2. But I definitely got Bivol winning. And then I got Benavidez beating Bivol, honestly. Or if Canelo gets the winner of Bivol and Better BF, I got, depending on what the fight is at, if they do a catch weight, I got Canelo, man. I got Canelo coming back and dog shake, letting motherfuckers know who came around this motherfucker. That's what I truly believe. I got Canelo. You know what I mean? So you got to step up. And, you know, I think Canelo, he got the skills to pay the bills. Everybody denies that he get in there and he do what he do. But that's all I'm with you about that. I mean, that's like, come on, we know boxing, bro. He been there. This Canelo we talking about. The brights be too light for some of these dudes. I mean, that's why I feel like Crawford, I don't know. He get in there with Canelo, he might. You see, he was with Majumov. I don't know. We don't know these things. We don't know how shit may play out. You feel me? But shout out to the Boxing Voice, man. Shout out to the whole boxing community. You know, 2025 is lit. You know, keep this shit going. That's all I got to say about that.
Appreciate you, champ. Kevin.
Yes, sir.
What's up? It's on you.
You may feel like it's your time, but it's not your time.
Shout out Isaiah. Yeah, Isaiah, I invested in the walking pad, man. These late night shows getting later and later.
Hello?
What up, Kevin?
What's up? Quick question.
Yo.
Like, do you think Canelo will want to fight in, what you call it, Saudi?
I mean, he don't necessarily got to fight in Saudi. They could do Riyadh season like they're doing it and then do one event, you know, somewhere else like they did the Crawford in L.A.
Yeah, but then I also heard, remember what Bob Arum said? He said that they...
Yeah, remember what Turkey
not
said.
Gonna be that much.
Turkey said, don't believe that shit.
Okay. I mean, hey, like you said, I just wanted to know, like, if that would be the holdup, because I don't think Canelo would want to go all the way there to fight. Now, if you say they can do Riyadh in Vegas, then yeah, that is a different ball game. But I don't know. I do feel like this fight is losing its muster right now because like everybody's real quiet about it. Like you said, it could be a good thing or a bad thing. Like they.
Well, I thought it was a good thing. I thought it was a good thing. Turkey made it clear he ain't been able to talk to nobody. He said he needs somebody from Canelo team to reach out.
Yeah. Do you think that Canelo is basically saying, like, you know, of course I want my team to be there, but do you think, like, he's like, hey, the PBC got to be a part of this? Or he's like, or
well,
you
technically,
think he's like,
technically, he's not with the PBC.
I know he's not signed with the. Yeah, I know that. I do know that part. But, like, because, you know, like, he might be working on a different contract with somebody, another promoter. That's why I'm thinking, like, do you think like he's waiting for his other deal with the promoter to go through first, then go with a fight, you know?
Hard to say, hello? Man. Hard to say. Hard to say. You know, we don't know if he got another deal, so it's just hard to assume that he got another deal that he don't want to talk about, you know? Hard to say.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're right. Because, I mean, because Canelo runs, you know, like you said, Canelo goes on his own merit. Like he do what he want, and everybody else is just gonna come back and say, okay, Canelo, this is what we doing. So, you know, so I get what you're saying, but I don't know if I want him to fight Crawford, but I don't know who else for him to fight. So I kind of get why, like, it's like the only fight else for him, unless he move up to 150, so light heavyweight. But I don't think he want to move back up unless Bivol win, because I think that's the only one he want to fight up there, right?
The fight he won up there was Kovalev. He lost to Bivol.
Yeah, but I said, isn't Bivol the only one he won the fight? Because I like he never really talked about Arthur about fighting him. He was like, if Bivol wins,
it was always Bivol. But there was rumors in the last month or so that he's allegedly was talking to Arthur Beterbiev and stuff, but nothing really came from it.
Okay. All right, then. So, yeah, it's just... We all just waiting on Canelo.
Yo, is that your horn? Is that your horn? Whose horn is that?
Oh, no, I'm driving, and that's, what you call it? It's like the other people around, because I'm in the car.
Oh, so that's like an alert your car gives you.
Yeah, yeah.
People in the chat like, yo, my man driving a clown car. Because it's like,
damn.
Because it's doing that like clown horn.
No, that was the ambulance. It went right past me. That's why.
Oh, okay. Because
is it still doing it?
No.
Yeah. That's all it was. But, hey, I appreciate the call. Hey, I know you getting your workout in, so you enjoy, man.
I'm good, baby. I'm good. This is what I bought it for, so I could still do the show. But appreciate you calling in. What's going on, Hangout Spot?
What's good, player? How you doing, man?
Chilling.
I see you getting your steps in, bro.
Oh, got to.
That's what's up. I saw that you were a solo dolo. I figured I'd come and keep you company.
Let's do it. What up, man? What you think? Alashik hasn't even contacted motherfucking Canelo's team. He said he don't even have a way to communicate with them. Isn't that crazy? Why that he ain't crazy. DM? Like, Canelo won't check his DM now?
Mm-hmm. That is crazy. But you know what's funny, Ness? Mm. When about a year and a half ago, when Crawford started asking for this fight,
uh-huh.
I never thought that there was a realistic chance that it would happen because I figured he was too small. You know, Canelo was on the record as saying that, you know, it was a no-win situation. If he beat him, people are going to say he beat a smaller guy. But you fast forward to today, man, and if he's willing to have that sit-down, I think this fight happens. I mean, I think they throw enough money at him. And like that last caller said, it's almost like it's grown on me more because who else is Canelo going to fight if he's not going to fight David Benavidez? It's really... really not, or at least from my perspective, Benavidez is the guy I wanted to see him fight. And if he's not going to fight him, then I think Crawford is the next best thing, in my opinion.
I mean, even though he's moving up a weight. Better be when those rumors were floating a few, you know, weeks ago, they were shocked.
Yeah, but has Canelo even publicly said that he's willing to take that fight? I know he wanted to have that rematch with Bivol.
Yeah, never heard him say he'll do better beef, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's mentioned Bivol, not better beef. So I don't think if I had a guess, I don't think that he's interested in that fight. But I think he takes a Crawford fight now, especially with the way he's moving and with the amount of money that they're going to throw at him. I would guess.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Excess of at least $100 million. That's my guess. So, yeah, if he's willing to have that sit down, meeting in the minds, I think it happens.
Hopefully, man. I mean, he's certainly willing to have the sit down. He just don't know who to call, which is crazy. Like, how haven't you used your DMs? You can use your DMs. Start there. And guess what? What about, I don't know, Eddie Hearn? He certainly has Canelo's phone number. How very hard true. Is this? How hard
no,
is
very,
this?
Very, very true. Very, very true. But I guess maybe, you know, remember, you know, wasn't there a little phase right there where it appeared that the way Turkey was operating and kind of ruffled Canelo's feathers?
Yeah, but they got over that. Allegedly, after the Belanga fight, we supposed to talk, and you telling me 2 months has gone by, you haven't got a phone number? This shit is crazy. Bands, what up? I mean, Terrence, you was first. What up?
Terrence was good.
Got to unmute.
Yo, yo.
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 Terrence. Yo, yo, you can hear me?
Yeah, we hear you, Terrence.
Okay, okay. Word, word. Oh, yeah. It's your favorite Delawarean, Rex out of Delaware. But I digress. Hey, I can't see you no more because I'm on Twitter now. What's the walking pad? What's that?
Oh, it's just a small, smaller version of a treadmill that fits under your desk so you can still walk.
I seen that shit all over Amazon, like, over the weekend, right? I ain't know if it
bro,
was, like,
now,
really
now,
it.
Now you really going to see it because I started talking about it. That shit's been following me everywhere till I bought it.
For sure. For sure. Hey, you see that interview with Benavidez, is that recent? What are you talking about? The money offers and all that?
With Cigar Talk?
That was recent.
Yeah, if you talking about the one with Cigar Talk, yes.
Where he put the numbers out there and all that?
Yeah, the 70 million, allegedly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, allegedly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that was new. I thought it was old because I didn't think he was still talking about it. Don't get twisted.
I mean,
like, Benavidez, he one of my favorite.
It is old. That 70 mil, we heard that shit before and they deleted their post, remember?
That's right. That's right. I ain't know he was still talking about it, though. Like, Benavidez is my guy. Like, he's one of my favorite dudes. Him, Bud, the core, but Benny needs to let it go, man. The man is not looking for them type of challenges no more. He need to let that go. My cousin lives in Florida, right? He goes to that gym. He seen Benavidez there, though. He took a picture with him with the belts and all that. He got some guy that fights there named Teo or something like that.
Teo?
In Florida. Nice gym. What's it?
Teofimo?
Mateo.
Oh, Mateo, the owner of Boxer Gym. Yes, Mateo. What about him?
There you go. My cousin goes there. He trains there. He's been training there for the last 6 or 8 months. And he knows I'm a big Benavidez fan. He ran into him and told him. He said, yo, man, my cousin's a big fan of yours. So he said, here, take a picture with me. One for you, one for your cousin. I'm talking about the belts. And gave him both belts, took a picture. He sent that shit to me. That shit was dope.
Dope.
Yeah, but he goes there all the time, man. I like the videos, the views and shit. I'm like, next time I go down, I might check it out. Yeah, man. But I don't know, man. Like I said, I would like to see that fight, but I ain't really like that for Bud. I remember, like, he had this one lane open to where she would have fought Fandora. And then I think at that time it was Tim Zhu. And he could have been, like, 3 times undisputed. I actually went that route and kind of waited for a Canelo fight. But, hey, man, if it happens, it happens. I tell him, like, just like we said on this show, might think it's your time. But it's not your time.
You feel like it's your time. But it's not your
time.
Rex, appreciate you, man. Brother.
No problem.
Bands, what up?
Yo.
Yo. Bands.
You got me?
Yeah, you coming in clear. What up?
Yo.
Yo, we hear you. We hear you. We hear you. Just talk, please. Lord have mercy.
Technical difficulties there.
Deceived. Not a nice name. Who played you?
Gotta unmute.
Deceived, what up? Gotta take yourself off mute.
Yes, how my audio? Good?
Sound perfect.
Great.
Deceive, you got to unmute. Last call for callers. If you're trying to call in now, is the time. Treese, Toledo.
Yow.
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 Whoa.
Is that my guy, the hangout spot?
You already know, brother. Salute.
What's good? Man, I just want to say, man, with this, I ain't really get to hear your monologue or nothing. I just jumped on for real, but I'm just read the title with the Turkey Ala Sheik hoping to make. All I heard with that shit, I ain't gonna hold you. When I read that, I lightweight got pissed off because the only thing that that made me feel is like, oh, so we just definitely never gonna get Canelo and Benavidez. That's all that shit make me feel like. I'm with the like, because you know, from the get, I called in from the, this ain't shit that I asked for. You feel me? I only want shit that I asked for. I ain't asked for Bud and Canelo. It's cool. If it happened, I'll watch it. I'm with it. It's historic and all this other type of shit. You know. Eh. But motherfuck, what happened to Benavidez and Canelo, gang? We just completely off of that shit, huh?
I mean, Benavidez got problems with Morrell, according to the hardcores.
Man, I don't want to hear that shit, man. It's just, listen, man. Morrell, fucking A. I hope if Benavidez beat the fuck out of Morrell, put hands and feet on this guy, you feel me? Do Canelo just get the, like, do he get a pass? Like, oh, well, shit, oh, Benavidez is too dangerous for Canelo. Canelo, he should stay away. So he just on that
now? No, that's going to make us want to fight more. What the hell?
Hey, I can't tell. I watched Benavidez.
Yeah, but that's the thing. He's building the mystique. It's like, oh, fight them and I'll fight you. And he did. He knocked down Plant. And he knocked down Boo Boo. And now he about to knock down Morrell.
We'll see, man. I hope so. I hope Morrell get hands and feet put on his ass, get stuffed into a motherfucking box. I'm not going to hold you up. Hey, Benavidez, do that guy dirt ball. But shout out TBV. Shout out Toledo, Ohio. December 14th, Charles Conwell finna put another guy in the fucking box. Yeah. Put him on the U-Haul.
I see his poster. He ain't even fucking post his opponent. What's up with that?
Man, it ain't about him. Nigga, this the Charles Conwell show. I done told your ass, man. This about my fighters. The guy is 20. Shout out to him, though. Gerardo Vergara. You feel me? He 20-0 out of Argentina. You feel me? Latin warrior. Shout out to him. But we about to put his ass in the dirt, man. Y'all be cool, man. All
right, champ.
You know what's crazy, Ness?
What up?
I never thought I'd say this, but I think I'm officially over Canelo and Benavidez, man.
Not me, especially not with this news. This gives me hope. Turkey is still interested, and he's rich Uncle Pennybags. Give me one moment, Timboski.
I'm just too heartbroken that it hasn't happened, so it's almost like, you know what? I'm going to let that dream go, and I'm going to move on.
Nah, too early to let it go. Go ahead, Boski.
I hope you're right. Yes. I hope you're right.
Salute, Mr. Hangout Spot. Salute,
brother, salute.
Suit the community, Ness. They're multitasking. You know what I'm saying? This is why I do like Ness. You know what I'm saying to you? He has certain components that, you know, like aligns with being a real man. Multitasking, smoking, what's that? Treadmilling, answering calls. I appreciate that. See,
I was going to say the same thing.
What the fuck? Ness has a different outlook. I say I'm not a hater. So I give Ness credit where the credit is very, very due. You know what I'm saying to you? This is why it's a great platform. You don't see great content creators walking on a treadmill indoors, smoking their bud. You know what I'm saying to you? Answering the people's calls. So that's what we need. So before I run out of punches to throw, this is a great outlook for boxing. Great outlook. Listen, Trish, man. Put that in. Listen, we want to see the best fight the best. Terence Crawford and Canelo Alvarez are the best. And we know that Terence Crawford is a junkyard dog. He's going to come in with a different type. I hope this fight gets made. I hope it does. Because Terence Crawford has been game planning for Canelo Alvarez, unlike some guys, i.e. Charlo. You know what I'm saying? So we saw young Belanga get in there. We saw the inexperienced Munguia get in there. Now he's going to go up against the pound for pound best. So listen, I like this fight for the people. This is going to bring boxing communities together. Maybe, you know, it will create a war like it did with the Pacquiao fans and the Mayweather fans, this Canelo Alvarez fans, but Crawford actually has a jubilant chance to beat Canelo Alvarez, a way better chance than Iron Chin, you know, lines only bullshit Charlo. You know what I'm saying to you? So this is a good outlook on boxing. And another thing, Ness, man, you tried to come at me with that Prince Nassim nipple grabbing from P. Diddy. Fuck that shit. Fuck that shit. I don't co-sign that. I don't know what was going on there. Prince Nassim, my head lip was moving all, you know, triangly. I'm not really too sure what was going on with that there. But like I said, man, I hope people can enjoy what's coming up. You know what I'm saying to you? Look at what Turkey's giving you, man. Look what he's giving you, man. He's giving you great matchups, man. Great matchups. There's money to be made. Money to be made on that February. You know what I'm saying to you? This is great. I understand why people are disgruntled. You know what I'm saying to you? They got some of their favorite fighters talking about, oh, they're retiring, or they're just turning down contracts and so and so. This is what I'm talking about. We need to come together as a community. Come together. Like I said, international fans, you know what I'm saying to you? American fans, Canadian fans, Asian fans. We need to come together and let them know. Let Turkey know. Because Ness believes, and I do believe also, that someone around Turkey's camp or Turkey himself wakes up to TBV and gets that good shit in his cup. You understand? So I know he's listening. So if he is listening, you know what I'm saying to you? Let the man get someone around the camp and give him the man. Because like you said, Ness, before I go, like you said, Ness, someone said to him, oh, who's giving him these matchups? Who's talking to this guy? So he must have heard something, and someone came to him and gave him the correct matchup, because that card that he's giving us now, and Terence Crawford, Canelo, this is what we need, man. I appreciate your time, Mr. Hangout Spot. You need to come back, you know, and collide with the fans, collide with the people some more, and everybody, don't let your past haunt you, man, and keep working, Ness, man, keep working.
Man, champ. Bands, right. Trying you again.
Hopefully Timboski could speak that into existence. Ness, we need Turkey here, man.
Oh, hell yeah, bro.
Hey, yo.
What up, yo. Champ?
Hey, look, I know the difference now. So whenever I hear the little beep noise, that means I'm actually connected, because I turned my speaker on the last time. But, yeah, man. See, I don't even know what to think. I don't even think this fight is going to happen. But if it does happen, I'm going to need y'all to refer to me as ETE. Do you know what that stands for? Ness?
Nah, enlighten.
ETE means Earl Tank Ennis. We up, boys, because, hey, he going down. He ain't no way he can beat Canelo, bro. I watched the Madrimal fight. Crawford's a good fighter, but he's not ready for no Canelo, bro. Like, he definitely has to take his time. He needs to go get a boots. He needs to go get – it ain't too much out there for him, and I understand why he wants the money fight. But, yeah, man, how much did Turkey Ali Sheik pay Usyk?
114 is the report. 114 milli, 76 for Fury.
Oh no! So it was 114 together.
No, 114 for Usyk, 76 for Fury. That's what's being reported. I don't know how true it is. That's what's being reported.
No. That's even crazy. Though if that's a report, it got
to
be somewhere.
According to Mo
there,
Boxing,
yeah,
I think it's Mo Boxing.
Yeah, but I think so.
But they also reporting that this fight is official for Cinco de Mayo in the Raiders Stadium. But they've been
Canelo and
they've been getting a lot. I ain't gonna front that. I don't know who that kid is, but he's been getting a lot of, you know, news.
Talking about Canelo and Crawford already guaranteed?
No, that's a rumor. But according to one outlet, they believe it is guaranteed for May 5th.
I mean, I don't see why not, though. You know, Canelo really ain't got no.
I mean, according to Turkey, he said Crawford has an injury, right? Unless it's all
cap. But I mean, May. You said May. That's a long way. That's like 6 more months. So, more or less. But yeah, man. That'll be an interesting fight. I definitely got Canelo. I don't see Crawford, but if he does, man, I would have to put him on top of my favorite of all time, Floyd. I mean, you also have the Mike Tyson, but I've really seen Floyd's career. So I don't know. This would be like a substantial win for him if he was able to beat Canelo. But yeah, I don't see that happening, man. But yeah, man. Hey, the last things I got to say is Boots is projected to be a bigger star than Crawford. He may not have the opponents that Crawford has at this. Currently, it's currently stated, right?
Champ, what is he basing this shit off?
your man's
is 27. He's 14, 10 years 000? Away from Crawford. Like, is he going to make it?
14,000 in Philly, bro.
But do he got enough time to do what you say he's going to do?
How much Crawford did in Omaha when he first went back home?
12, maybe?
I know.
I know it wasn't the Wells Fargo, so that's what I know it had.
Remember, Crawford first went. Champ, remember he first went home with Gamboa. That was a sold out crowd over there.
Okay, no, I do recall that. That's why I brought it up. But look, hey T.O., after Tank slap you, bro. Hey, you're gonna have to see me and my boys too. I hope the fight's on the East Coast. For talking all that monkey shit, man, I'm out.
All right.
Yo, Ness, you said that fight is in Legion Stadium. That's the where the Raiders play, the Vegas.
Yeah, if you go to Mo, is it Mo Boxing?
I think it's Mo Boxing. Yeah.
It's like red and
Mo
white.
Mo Boxing, More Problems or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you go, they reporting that it's gonna happen in the Legion Stadium. That would be great. I've been dying for a fight in the fucking Raiders Stadium.
That'd be the first fight there, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's dope.
Remember when Danny was with me? What's the owner's name? Mark Davis or something like that?
Mark Davis. Yeah, the Davis. Al Davis's son, yeah.
Yeah, he had told Danny that he would do a fight, but it had to be big enough. So maybe that's big enough.
This should be big enough. I would love to come down for that if that happens.
Deceive, trying you again.
Deceive.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yep.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Oh,
okay. All right. So I wanted to say that Canelo versus Terrence Crawford, I ain't gonna lie, that's a good fight. Kind of grew on me. At first, I was like, you know what? Canelo gonna beat the shit out of Terrence Crawford. Wait, can I cuss on here?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Everybody else say, does. Say,
okay. All right, bet. But yeah, so basically, I was like, Terrence Crawford a little too small. But I ain't gonna lie, y'all right. If Canelo don't fight Terrence, if he don't fight David, who the fuck else he gonna fight? Who is he gonna fight? He might as well just fight Terrence Crawford. But what I did want to say also is when I heard you say that David Benavidez's team deleted the post of when they said that basically, you know, they sent the offer over to Canelo, I did put in the conversation. I linked the video. Steven Espinosa confirmed the offer.
Yeah, Steven is a capper, man. Steven just – champ. Steven is a capper, bro. He just lied yesterday and said that Shakur wanted a multi-fight deal, a long-term deal. Shakur was right on Twitter calling that man a liar, saying he don't even got the right to ask for a multi-fight deal if he fighting Tank. He can't even ask for a rematch, which all makes sense. Steven ain't even an executive no more. He's literally a consultant for PBC, so his job is to say the right things for PBC.
You right, but at the time when he said that he made the offer, it was when Showtime was still in the business. I'll give you that he is a liar, but it was around the time that Showtime was in the business, and he said that it was an offer sent over from PBC, and it was an offer sent over, well, made by Showtime and PBC. Sorry about that. But, yeah, that's all I'm saying. I'm just saying, even if I don't think he's lying, because let's think about it. He's about to make the biggest money he's ever made, the biggest payday if he fights Benavidez. And to be honest, I feel like he should have been took the fight. Right now, it's kind of dying down, to be honest. I don't think he's going to make – well, he might get the $100 million, $150 million from Turkey, but I feel like it's low-key dying down. Maybe the hype is dying down. I feel like David has to be undisputed champion for the fight to actually build up again. So Canelo should have just took it in the beginning, but I am kind of excited that Turkey still wants Terrence and Canelo, because I feel like that'll say who's the best of this generation, to be honest. And hopefully
– I don't know about all David that best in his generation, but it'll be a good fight.
I say it'll define who is basically the, like, one of the,
I'm just saying it's hard for Crawford to beat Canelo and be and say, oh, that makes me the best of this generation, when Bivol beat Canelo.
That is true.
Floyd beat Canelo.
But at the same time, I say Terrence Crawford resume. Yeah, Floyd, to be honest with you, Floyd is in my top five of all time. I'm not going to lie. I used to hate him. But he's top five now. I ain't gonna lie. I give him props. I would say he's number one, but he's top five. But yeah, I just want to say, you know, that I'm excited for the fights, man. Let's make boxing a great year for 2025. I hope it's a great year for boxing. Like, and yeah.
But it's all right, champ. Appreciate you.
Yeah, but if Crawford beats Canelo, man, that's what, you know, a third weight class, titles in a third weight class. And then this one moving up two weights.
Yeah.
I mean, I know Bivol beat Canelo, but Canelo had to move up to his division. It wasn't like Bivol moved up to beat Canelo.
Nah, for sure.
I mean, Crawford gets bad props.
the achievement may be greater for Crawford, but, you know, he'll still not get the credit of the two people before him. I mean, I think. I don't know. I guess I could be wrong. Let me catch up on these super chats before I get to the next caller. Tevis Smith. Tevis, I need your address. You won yesterday's shirt or today's shirt? Fucking hell. Yeah, you won the tank. Excuse me. You won the Tank Duck Hunt shirt. Send me that info. He says, Canelo going to price himself out of this. He ain't taking no less than 150 mil. Why should he? Matt Vieta, $2. I already booked my room for Cinco de Mayo. Two Mexican flag emojis, one boxing flag emoji. He says, in case. Matt Bent, $105. Daily dose of Tankwell. I thought it was Tyrone Sponge in studio. Nope. Just Ness Clone. What up, Chad? Appreciate you. Tevin Smith, $5 more. Bomax Stable performed way better than Eddie Reynoso's fighters. DC3, $2. He driving that Ronald McDonald car. And he talking about that caller. Matt yeah, Garcia, $5. He says, Samson lied. Benavidez Sr. lied. David lied. Reynoso said, show us the offer. And they showed y'all Vazdek and Morel. Wake up, people. Not only that, Reynoso said, I challenge anyone from the PBC to say that the offer was real. We never heard no one in the PBC say the offer was real. 619, Cali Factor, $5. Turkey says, Bud has an injury and won't be ready for May. Well, he actually said he'll be ready for May or after May. Those are the words. We played the audio. We got Jerry Suriano.
Jerry.
Let him cook. Good evening, amigo.
What up, champ?
Good evening, player.
Public announcement. If you hadn't heard it before, my friends at TBV, over 2,000 listening on social media, let me remind you. So it hits the studio down the halls all the way to Hardeen. Welcome to the softest era in modern day boxing. You know, what I can't figure out, I heard the young Shark Shakur today talking. He said nothing's going to change until the fans start making boxers, your favorite boxer, more accountable. You know, I've said this multiple times. Canelo can retire tomorrow. He doesn't owe anybody anything. Let me repeat that. He owes no one anything. But what I can't understand is, what is the motivation? If we're going to say that the motivation is money. Ness, both of y'all, I want y'all to hear me out. Canelo knows he's going to make his biggest payday. Biggest. With Turkey Alashik. He knows it. He knows it. Now, he's put numbers out there. If the money makes sense with Crawford, I need $200 million with Benavidez. We already know that Turkey Alashik tried to reach out to Canelo. And Canelo said, why do you want to talk to me now? I'm in the middle of a fight, right? If it ain't Canelo, if it's Eddie, why does Turkey have to chase you for you to make the biggest payday of your life? Again, I have to compare this to Mayweather. I got to go, what would Mayweather do? Mayweather wouldn't be offended because someone's trying to throw a life-changing generational bag. I mean, Canelo's a rich guy and he makes 35, 50 million a fight. But you're guaranteed to probably double that. I mean, at least sit down with Turkey and find out what he's talking about. Why does Turkey Alashik have to bend over backwards to try to get a hold of Canelo? Canelo knows that you're trying to make that fight. He knows it. Who's been more busier, Turkey or Canelo since September? Let's look at the cards that'll be putting out. I just saw Turkey put out the first Ring magazine on paper. I'll send you a camera. I'll send you Gallup. First magazine edition since he's purchased Ring Magazine. What I am trying to tell you, I need Canelo fans, the diehards, to call me and tell me, okay, if it's about the money, Turkey already tried to reach out to you. Why can, if it ain't Canelo, somebody on his team call up Turkey and at least find out what he's talking about? What kind of money? You can at least come back and say, no, they offered 75 and he did 100. But I mean, for us to sit here and say that Turkey Ala Sheikh should be chasing Canelo down to pay him the biggest bag of his career. Guys, something has to change. The problem in boxing is us. We need to hold these fighters accountable and not just look at, you know, David Benavidez. He should have been chasing him. David Benavidez should have stayed at 168. David Benavidez, I mean, Canelo does not want to fight David Benavidez. I have, and I'm hanging on a hope and prayer that he can look at Crawford and go, I'll take the bag. If I lose, I've lost to a great fighter, and I can make an excuse. He was running around the ring, whatever it may be. But at this point, Tank Davis, Canelo Alvarez, the two supposed faces of boxing, they're kind of moving funny. Now say goodnight to the bad guy. This is Jerry Soriano, your lender for life. Let him cook!
I agree with Jerry, man. I mean, accountability is key, man. We got to stop enabling these fighters.
Yeah, that's impossible. These fans prefer to argue with fans of other fighters and say, ha-ha, my fighter does this, my fighter can do that, your fighter can't do this, your fighter can't do that. So that's going to be difficult. But Jay Will, yeah, Ohio.
Jay Will.
Yo, can you hear me?
Yep.
You.
What's up, fellas? I like, man, you know what? I respect Turkey and his grind and the fact that, you know, he just got that. He sticks to it. You know, he doesn't give up because, you know, some promoters would have maybe giving up on trying to make this fight with some of Canelo antics. But, you know, I like Turkey and how he's still trying to apply pressure on Canelo. I don't really see Canelo doing a David fight, and I really don't see Canelo doing a Bud fight. I see Canelo taking a couple more Birdo fights and then retiring. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm a resident Canelo hater, and I'm not going to really argue with that because the man got damn near 170 fights type shit. So, you know, if he wants to fight 12 Birdos in a row at the end of his career, so be it. But if on the chance he does fight Terrence, I think what the caller said maybe a call or two ago, if he does beat Canelo, Terrence does beat Canelo, Terrence does prove that he's a better fighter than Canelo. Now, whose error it was, it's kind of hard to do that for Bud because obviously Canelo was on top of the sport for much longer. He was able to get any fight that he wanted. And Bud didn't have that luxury, still don't have that luxury. So, you know, Canelo's resume is a little better, but when it comes down to saying who is the better fighter between them two, if Bud beats Canelo and Canelo having all the advantages in this fight, he's making Bud come up 2 weight divisions. He's giving really no.
He's making Bud. Bud the one want the fucking fight, man. This guy's terrible. Motherfucker don't even want the fight because of that exactly. Because of you. Okay. You. Because people like you going to say, he's right, making right, Bud right, come right. up 3 divisions. You the one asking well, know, for this fight. You I the know, one begging. You the one begging for this fight. You specifically. Right, not Bud. Go ahead.
All right. So, but some fighters have a real warrior spirit, and they don't want any excuses for their competitor.
So why are you making it for them? Why are you making it for them?
So as I'm about to say, like people like Floyd, who went up and fought Cotto at his division, Floyd being the cash cow, he didn't have to go up to fight Cotto, but he wanted to make sure that
I'm not going to do it like how Pacquiao did and make Cotto come down to a catch weight. No, I'm the best fighter in the world, and I'm going to beat that dude at his weight. Canelo could try to meet him halfway to make sure there is no excuses. But Canelo doesn't want to do that. So, nice try, Ness. Nice try, Ness.
Meet him halfway. We're going to give credit to Floyd for going up to 150 pounds, but not Canelo going up to 175 pounds twice. These dudes are just, you
say
know.
Nothing to what, I mean, whoa, man, run another call. Run another call.
You want a dude who's been going up consistently higher than Crawford without excuses to somehow come down and meet him halfway, be a nice guy. You sound weird, bro.
I didn't say he had to do shit.
You literally just said it. You literally just said 10 seconds ago, meet him halfway.
I pointed out an example. I pointed out an example.
You said meet him halfway 10 seconds ago.
Floyd did not have to go up. Floyd didn't have to go up. He chose to do that. Canelo don't have to go down. Canelo, he don't have to go down to fight Bud. He can choose to do it to prove that he's really the best. He's that dude.
And I wouldn't have no issue, but when you got fucking Canelo haters already saying, well, he brought him up to the vid, it's like, damn, nigga, he ain't even fight him yet. You begging for the fight.
Let's change the verbiage because my main point was saying that whoever wins this fight is obviously the better fighter. It's not even up for the fucking debate. So let's say that Bud goes up two weight divisions. Canelo doesn't make him do shit. Bud goes up two weight divisions and beats Canelo. You can't say Canelo's a better fighter than Bud, period. At no time of his life, he was a better fighter than Bud if he loses to Bud.
And if he period. And if Bud loses, he was just
Canelo's already the best Mexican fighter to ever live. And if he beats Bud, he cements that. Now, if he loses to Bud...
he cements that. He just stays as a Mexican great. He doesn't become the greatest ever?
How would he be the greatest ever by beating Bud?
I don't know. You telling me Bud would be fucking the greatest ever by beating Canelo?
I never said he'd be the greatest. I said he'd be better than Canelo, period. Like, damn, and that's what I'm saying. To the co-host. When you just said to Ness, like, man, we need to hold these fighters more accountable, right? He just got done putting a whole bunch of shit in my mouth that I didn't even say because he's such a Canelo defender. That's just crazy.
Please, brother. You gotta see the chat. They called you the most consistent Canelo hater ever.
Right, but crazy, I don't get no hater votes though. That's crazy though. I didn't get no hater votes though. That's crazy, but you know, nonetheless. But I say a lot of facts about Canelo. You know what I'm saying? And y'all don't like him. And that's not my fault. But I don't go out my way to try to take credit away from Canelo. I don't take away his accomplishments. But the fact of the matter is, especially if you lose to a guy two weight divisions lower than you,
why he don't want to fight him. Because guys like you are taking credit and it didn't even happen.
I don't care who it is.
And then if he beats him, he's just cemented. So I beat you and my legacy don't even move. I'm just the greatest Mexican. But you beat me, you the best. You beat me.
Is that an even playing field, Ness? Is Bud versus Canelo, is that an even playing field? Or does Bud obviously going uphill?
I mean, if it ain't an even playing field, stop asking for the fight. You can't have it both ways. That's my only argument. I would not even interrupted your call. Like but you time. Can't ask for the fight and then say he's making a move up.
Can't so if Canelo
fight,
went up to
can't
fight.
Can't ask for the fight and then say he's a smaller man.
Well, hold on. So if Canelo would have fought that cruiserweight and lost, you wouldn't have been like, yo, well, he was daring to be great?
I'm just saying.
He was daring to be great?
Jay Will, we going to go down to what if? I don't even have to answer that because it's a what if. I could say no because it never happened, so we won't know what I would have said. We dealing with reality. But let me get to some other callers. Leroy. I thought I got to Leroy.
Leroy, gotta unmute.
He be having trouble. Who this, Jersey Bob? Let me get the Jersey Bob then.
Hey, how's it going? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. These cars Turkey's making,
I mean, I don't need Canelo anymore. Honestly, Turkey made these cars like 30 seconds.
Cause you
he muffled, yeah.
Yeah, you echoing like hell.
Oh no! Yo, come back, come back. Can you hear me? Can you come back to me?
All right, Al in the Bay.
Yeah, come back to you.
Al in the Bay.
What do you say?
Yo, yo, yo! What's up?
What up,
Bay Area?
Yeah.
Bay Boy is here. A lot of people keep saying it's not a fair fight. Let me put people up on game. If you make and I make the weight, it's a fair fight. No matter if I have to come.
Yep, I agree.
Fight. We weigh the same. That we got the same rules. We wearing the same type of gloves, you know. Well, you know, like the same way. So everything's a fair fight. I'm tired of people saying, oh, it's not a fair fight because Bud had to come up. So what? You know, dare to be great. He make the weight. He's ready to fight. He ain't gonna come in at 140. Talking about he gonna fight at 168. He gonna come up there with 168 is in his weight, and if he can fight that, he can fight it. You know, Canelo is small, and he's fighting giants at 168. Some giants are 168, but you can't say, "Oh, well, Canelo's small for that weight." No, because he's been making the weight, and he's been fighting that weight. So you can't say he's too small. Bud is probably taller than Canelo. So I'm just tired of people trying to get that out. There is no out. So once they get in the ring, no matter what the records are, no matter who they beat, no matter who they lost to, no matter what was their weight division before, prior, and after prior, it's a fair fight when they get in that ring and they weigh the same. And that's my call.
I champ, Jersey Bob.
Hello?
What up?
You?
Not much, man. Yeah, like I said, I was trying to say, Turkey's giving these great cards with all these great matchups. I don't need Canelo anymore. I don't need him. I mean, I don't want this fight. I don't want Canelo to get a $100 million payday. I don't think he deserves it. So I'd rather Turkey get $100 million than 10 other fighters and keep making these great fights. So if that fight never happened with Bud, I wouldn't care. Bud and Canelo can both retire. We got these younger fighters out here fighting. They both can go away. I mean, I've been watching boxing a lot of time. These guys, everybody retires sooner or later, so they both can go away. I wouldn't worry about it. Let's get these younger guys out here and let them guys fight and let them get the money. Because I don't believe that they're going to come in there hungry, and I don't think it's going to be a good fight. What do you think about that? Do you think they actually going to come there to fight? It's going to be a good fight?
I think it's going to be a good fight. I mean, that's a different perspective. But,
Why wouldn't it be a good fight?
Buzz 36. He's obviously looking for a cash out. Canelo looking for a cash out. I don't know, man. I remember spending my money on Pacquiao and Mayweather, and that fight was horrible. It was a dud. I think them jokers looking to cash out. I don't think they're going to be in there like, yo, let's kill each other. So they might have to sign an agreement like, yo, let's just go through the motions. Might look like Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul on a younger level. Let's just go through the motions, cash these checks, and ride off in the sunset. So,
wow.
I don't really want the fight. I mean, you got to wonder. Terrence Crawford, I know I like Terrence Crawford, but he get that payday, $50 million,
he knows the last ride, he might be like, yeah, this is it. Canelo get $100 million, he might, yo, this is the last fight. They might not give us everything. So, like I said, I'd rather have these young guys who ain't make that money get that money and then still have that future.
Well, I mean, that's just your negativity, your lack of optimistic, you know, you're a pessimist. I mean, think about it. AJ got paid crazy numerous times, 60 and 60
but
and 60.
He was in there fighting. He got knocked out, but he was in there fighting.
But that's last my fight. Point. But that's my point. He didn't go nowhere because he made a big paycheck. He kept coming back to get the paycheck. And so was Parker. And so was Zhang. And so did Wilder. Wilder's still trying to come back. You know what Turkey said? Before I let him come back, I got to sit down and look in his eyes. Because he don't want to just give him no money. So, yeah, these dudes want that money.
Wilder is stealing money. Wilder shouldn't come back. He's stealing money.
And that's why Turkey said what he said. That's why Turkey said what he said. But the point is,
feel like it's your time.
People ain't just taking a big check and disappearing. They're taking a big check and like, yo, how can I get another one? But shout out Jersey Bob.
Yep. Have a good night.
Good night, Jersey. Wow, that's a different perspective. I don't agree with that at all. I don't think this fight would be anywhere near Jake Paul, Mike Tyson. It'd be a good fight. Bud is way too competitive.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Bud is going to come to win, man. You know, I think it'd be a really good fight. Again, you know, a year and a half ago, I wasn't sold on it. I thought it was a little guy moving up two weight classes. You know, size matters. But, you know, I think this this fight is a lot more intriguing now. Fast forward to today.
I wish he would have got the knockout. It would have been a little more intriguing. Against who,
Madrimov?
Yeah, because he lost some steam there. But I got DC3 that says $2. I've been here 7 years. Jay Will hates Nello. Facts. Three laughing out loud on the floor emojis with tears. We got H-Town, $2. I see you getting them steps, Ness. No, I see you, Ness, getting them steps. Salute with the salute emoji. Appreciate you, champ. Yeah, this is actually what I needed. I ain't going front because I'm already at 9,000. Like, this shit is crazy. Like, I would have to sit here and then go out there. It's cold right now in Vegas. So this is life.
Oh, is it? What? It's freezing out here in Florida, man.
It ain't freezing here, but it gets cold that night, so the walks is more difficult. You got to put a hoodie on. You got to put a fucking Scully on.
Bro, it's dropping into the high 30s, man. I had to put the heat on today first time all year, bro.
I seen people complaining that it got very low down there.
Yeah, it did. It did.
I got H-Town with another tweet. Says, DC3, I get them steps wearing steel toe boot emoji 12 hours a day. Salute, champ.
All right.
Tevin Smith with another fight says, let me know how much for the shipping costs so I can at least get you back in that. I don't know what you mean, champ. You won the shirt, so you don't have to send me no shipping costs. I just need your name and mailing address. Matt Vieira, $2. Sheesh. These Canelo haters coming out. Faced with tears of joy.
You know what's crazy? He hasn't even sat down to talk about the fight yet.
Yeah.
We haven't even gotten to that point.
And that's what triggered me with Jay Will. It's like, bro, my man didn't even fight him. You already saying he's bringing him up. When y'all the ones begging for the fight, he didn't say, I want to fight this guy. This is Crawford's doing. Crawford wants this fight. So how could we even, you know, fix our mouth to say that? But listen, no more callers. No more super chatties. Ness GTO, Instagram and Twitter. Don't forget to follow my man John at the Hangout Spot. Yo, you still out 1,000? I know you win some, you lose some. You gotta make sure they still subbing.
I need 30 more for 1,100. I need 1,000 more.
Let's fucking go, man. We working.
So let's pop it. Let's get it popping, TBV.
We working. Look, I rock with you, Quest. I'm gonna let you slide in, man. Came in here late.
Quest.
Gotta unmute. Appreciate you, Dub Nation, for life.
1-2, I'm on audio.
Your audio straight. We working.
What's going on? Shout out TBB. What's up, Ness?
Chilling.
What's going on, Johnny?
Chilling, brother.
Hey, man, let me talk about the title real quick, because I don't want to get off the topic. Canelo versus Crawford. That fight, man, I don't... I don't really want that fight for Crawford, man. I'm thinking, let's get the unification in 157, man. Let's get that. A 154, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, man, Crawford, that's a payday right there. He looking for a payday. And I don't really want to see that, man. Let's get real fights. I want to see Canelo versus David. That's the fight I want to see. He has to fight one of those two, you know what I'm saying? Tank, man, this nigga, bro, he has to fight either Tio or Shakur if he wants to, like, solidify his legacy, bro. It's either one of those two guys right there. Shakur, everybody's saying he's like a defensive guy. His style really is like, you know, that's the weakness for Tank. He don't want that fight. That's his Tank. That's his weakness. Shakur's defense, Tank on offense, you know what I'm saying, defense wins it all. Shakur, Tank talking that bullshit, man. He want to retire because he runs from Turkey. Turkey making them fights. Shout out Turkey. Hey, man, Ness. Hey, keep doing what you're doing. Shout out Johnny. Hey, I'm on, man. Peace.
Peace, brother.
Appreciate your quest. All right, that's a wrap. Ness GTO, Instagram and Twitter. We right back at 6 a.m. in the morning. Peace.
Peace out.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.
Most weight loss plans are one size fits all, not taking into account each person's individual needs. Noom is here to change that. Noom Weight uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain, but it also takes into account your unique biological factors, which also affect weight loss success. The program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. Everyone's journey is different, so your daily lessons are personalized to you and your goals. One of the great things about Noom is that it's nourishing instead of restrictive. They focus on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything for that matter. Have cravings? Food FOMO? Noom can help you lose weight while still enjoying your favorite foods. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com.